At 7:25 on the Morning Update, it's time for a look at sports. Kaylee Barnett scores a game-high 15 as the Lady Bulldogs beat up on the Dalles Wetaka 74-37 Friday night in the doghouse. Hermiston now 2-1 in the conference with home games against Crook County and Summit this weekend. Kurt Simmons scored 11 of his 15 points in the third quarter to help Hermiston keep it close, but the Bulldog boys weren't able to overcome 22 points each from guard Dallas Rayner and post James Atoy Friday night in the Dalles, falling to the Eagle Indians 73-63. Rayner scored 13 points in the fourth quarter. Now 0-3 to start conference play, Hermiston goes to Central Oregon this weekend. Listen to coverage on GoHermiston.com and here on KOHU. Start at 5:30 Friday night with the Bimar Bulldog tailgate show before the 7 o'clock tip-off in Prineville against Crook County. It's a rule this season. All Portland Trailblazers stories have to involve injuries. Brandon Roy's right hamstring still sore, and he's questionable for today's 10 a.m. game at Washington. Roy practiced for 25 minutes yesterday and says he was limited in his movements. Portland might be okay. They're 25-16 overall and have won both the games their All-Stars missed this season, including handling Orlando Friday in the Rose Garden. And Washington's no Orlando. The Wizards are 13 games below 500, but ended a four-game losing skid with a home win over Sacramento Saturday. Portland's won three in a row over the Wizards. Yesterday, Carmelo Anthony scored 37 as Denver beat Utah 119-112 in the Mile High City, and Chris Bosh had a double-double, 23-13 rebounds, helping Toronto smash Dallas 110-88. A pair of rookies led the New York Jets from the brink of elimination to the AFC Championship game with a 17-14 win in San Diego. First-year quarterback Mark Sanchez hooked up with tight end Dustin Keller at the start of the fourth quarter for New York's first touchdown. Then rookie Sean Green broke away with a 53-yard touchdown run on the Jets' next possession. New York's won seven of their past eight and now go to Indianapolis to take on the Colts next Sunday. Indy shut down Baltimore Saturday 20-3. Brett Favre tossed four TDs to lead Minnesota to the NFC Championship game as the Vikings pounded Dallas 34-3 yesterday. Vikings will take on the Saints next Sunday at New Orleans with a ticket to the Super Bowl on the line. The Saints stomped Arizona 45-14 on Saturday. Australian Open winners on day one, 2-seed Rafael Nadal, 4-seed 1 Martin Del Potro, 5th-seed Andy Murray, and 7th-seed Andy Roddick in the men's draw. On the women's side of the tournament, 2-seed Dinara Safina, the 3-seed Svetlana Kuznetsova, the 5th-seed Elena Dementieva, and the comeback kids, 15th seed Kim Clijsters and Justine Enna won on a rainy first day of the tournament. The clouds in the area a little darker over the head of former Aussie Open champ Maria Sharapova. The former number one player in the world lost to fellow Russian Maria Karolinko 7-6, 3-6, 6-4. Serena Williams faces Poland's Ursula Radwanska and Roger Federer squares off against Igor Andreev of Russia when the tournament's top seeds take to the Rod Laver Arena in the back-to-back matches later today. Your weather's on the way next.